Yeah. Do jobs build cities or do cities build jobs? In my introduction, I do not want to give an answer to this question, which serves as a sort of leitmotif for our session. But I would like to present you five key points aimed to frame our discussion. First, restructuring of the economic basis of a city. The resurgence of big cities is due mainly to the substantial shift in the nature of advanced capitalist economies. The transformation of the traditional industrial system based on economies of scale with large factories and huge office towers into a knowledge economy based on creativity, social interaction, and networking. As a result of this structural change in economy, the cities have lost their function as centers for industrial production. Yet, despite the dictum that the telecommunication revolution would eliminate the need for face-to-face contact and make cities obsolete, metropolitan areas today represent privileged location for firms in the field of new media, internet services, financial business, design, and other firms of knowledge and cultural production. This is especially so in inner city sites. Second, labor markets as urban magnets, or how jobs attract jobs and firms as they build cities. With the transition to a knowledge economy, intellectual labor and human creativity are becoming the key production factors, and therefore, labor markets increasingly function as urban magnets which attract firms and qualified professionals. The city functions as a hub labor market which offers both a sufficiently concentrated and diverse labor pool for knowledge and cultural production and a vast variety of job opportunities for more than one career from one residential location. Firms increasingly look at the availability of qualified labor force in their location choices, and qualified professionals look for places with a high variety of employment possibilities and urban living conditions. This activates accumulating dynamic between labor demand and labor supply. In this accumulating dynamics, the urban labor markets function as framework for common learning and the creation of specialized pools of knowledge and skills. Third, cities as re-embedding context or how the city builds jobs. Directly linked with the structural transformation of the economy and the dynamics of globalization and digitization are processes of disenclosure, blurring, and disembedding. The place-bound location space of firms are transformed into network spaces. The standardized employment relationship erodes. Location and boundaries of workplaces become fuzzier and fuzzier, and firms more and more virtual. Boundaries between working world and living world, between working hours and leisure time, are getting fluid. And at the same time, work and life are becoming functionally and spatially stronger interrelated. As a consequence of these processes, a complex variety of space-time configuration emerges and transforms the city in a layered city, to use the notion of Peter Marcuse. These ongoing processes reinforce the embedding or re-embedding of knowledge and cultural economy into urban contexts. The role of manufacturing a silent partner to other sectors of the urban economy and of low barrier entry labor markets as a gateway to social integration, a point already was pointed out by Saskia Sast. Despite the significant deindustrialization process in the last decades, manufacturing still plays an important role in the urban economy, a silent partner to other sectors, such as creative, cultural, healthcare industries. These urban manufacturing sectors no longer are characterized by smokestack industries of the past, but by a mix of small and medium-sized firms that are integrally related to the city service industries and local demand. At the same time, these production businesses and niche firms provide important employment opportunity with low entry barriers for people with different cultural backgrounds and qualifications, especially for a city as New York with a high level of immigration. Urban manufacturing plays an important role as gateway to social and cultural integration. The fifth point, post-industrial work demands new post-industrial workplaces. Mixed land use arrangements, and urban spaces which sustain civility. Post-industrial work demands new and flexible building typologies that are open to changing uses and furnished with high quality standards and a specific aesthetic recognizability. The research in city requires a land use strategy which aims to a careful balance between economic development, housing, recreation, and a high-quality environment. A basic principle for the innovative and sustainable city is diversity. Diversity of industries and firms, but also the diversity of people and culture and urban spaces. In this sense, research in cities depend on diversity, strangeness, tolerance, and civility. I think New York is a real great place to discuss these key points on the new function of the labor market, and I'm very glad with all the experts sitting here to contribute to the answer of the question. Thank you.